This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for the February the 17th of 2023. The name of the patient is Mary Shoemaker. The last name is S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R. First name is Mary. This is the clinical case of a 41-year-old white female that is referred to the practice by Dr. Maxwell. Period. The patient has been evaluated with CT scan and ultrasound. Of the kidneys, and there is a consistent hyperechogenicity of the pyramids without evidence of calcification that is highly suggestive of medullary sponge kidney. Period. The patient has had an extensive workup in which the latest one that was done on February the 8th of 2023, the creatinine is 0.67, the BUN is 15, and the estimated GFR is 113. Period. The urinalysis that was done on January the 3rd, 2023, fails to show the presence of activity of the urinary sediment, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. Period. The patient has a remote history of a kidney stone couple of years ago in the right side, in the distal ureter. The patient was evaluated by Dr. Povey. Stent was placed and removed, and ever since then the patient has been without any evidence of stones, period. There is a history of back pain that is severe, and that has been present for many years. At one time the patient was prescribed opioids, and in view of the fact that there was no relief of the condition, the patient decided to stop. From the nephrology point of view, the patient has evidence of a hyperechogenicity of the renal pyramids, without any compromise of the kidney function, without any proteinuria or activity of the urinary sediment, period. We have to continue the close follow-up. Sometimes there is evidence of stone formation is in this type of patient. However, if we change the approach and the diet, we might be able to prevent the stone formation. Number two, this patient has a history of significant hypercholesterolemia. At the present time, she's treated with Crestor 20 milligrams on daily basis with good results. From 300, the total cholesterol went down to 196, period. In talking to the patient, there is evidence of a very strong diabetes. There is familial evidence of diabetes. This patient has not been a diabetic, has been tested, hemoglobin A1C recently done was 5.8. However, we have to change the lifestyle. The patient was instructed and was recommended to follow a very low sodium diet, less than 2,000 milligrams in 24 hours, a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours, and most importantly, a plant-based diet. Detailed explanation and enough enough written information was given to the patient. The patient was agreeable to the approach. Following number, there is no evidence of arterial hypertension, and the patient is slightly overweight. I am going to give a follow-up to this patient in May with laboratory workup. I want to thank Dr. Maxwell for the kind referral, and we'll keep him posted with the progress. Of note is that a full workup that included the CRP sedimentation rate, ANA rheumatoid factor, has been negative. Paragraph, I spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral. I spent 30 minutes with the patient and 10 minutes in the documentation.